November 27, 1924 on the immutability of God and the mutability of creatures. The cause of this mutability is the will of man. I was thinking about the immutability of God and the mutability of creatures. What difference? Now, while I was thinking of this, my always benign Jesus moved in my interior, saying to me, "My daughter, look, there is not one point in which my being is not present. I have no place to oscillate, either to the right, or to the left, or behind. There's not one void which is not filled with me. Not finding one point in which I am not present, my firmness feels unshakable. This is my eternal immutability. This immense immutability renders me immutable in pleasures. What I like today, I like always, immutable in loving, immutable in ruling, in wanting. Once I have loved, enjoyed, wanted something, there is no danger that I may ever change. In order to change, I would have to restrict my immensity, which I cannot do, nor do I want to. My immutability is the most beautiful halo which crowns my head, extends under my feet, and pays eternal homage to my immutable sanctity. Tell me, is there perhaps one point in which you do not find me?" As he was saying this, this divine immutability made itself present before my mind. But who can say what I understood? I fear I may say nonsense, so I move forward. In speaking, then, about the mutability of the creature, he expressed himself in this way, "Poor creature! How tiny is her little place! And as tiny as it is, her place is not even stable and fixed. Today she is at one point, tomorrow she is thrown to another. This is also the reason for which today she loves, she likes one person, one object, one place. Tomorrow she changes and maybe even despises what yesterday she liked and loved. But do you know what renders the poor human creature mutable? Her human will renders her fickle in love, in pleasures, in the good she does. The human will is like an impetuous wind which moves the creature at every blow, like an empty reed, now to the right, now to the left. This is why, in creating her, I wanted her to live of my will, so that, arresting this impetuous wind of the human will, it might render her firm and good, stable in love, holy in working. I wanted to let her live in the immense territory of my immutability. But the creature was not content, she wanted her little place, and so became the amusement of herself, of others, and of her own passions. This is why I pray, I supplicate the creature to take this will of mine, to make it her own, that she may return into that immutable will from which she came, and so that she may no longer be fickle, but stable and firm. I have not changed, I wait for her, I long for her, I want her always in my will.